KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Rush CPA & Associates at 222 Chestnut Street, suite number 102 at the Whitney Manor in Atlantic. Well, checking sports, local organizers in Atlantic have put together plans for a welcome home celebration for Brandon Beyer this weekend. Beyer is participating in the Special Olympics World Games in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates. Brandon will be arriving home Saturday, March 23rd, this Saturday, and organizers are planning a caravan and a presentation. Local supporters are asked to meet at the LDS Church just east of Atlantic at the intersection of Highways 6 and 71 before 10:30 Saturday morning. Brandon will be met by an Atlantic fire truck for a ride, and they're asking folks to caravan along into town. And then they'll head to the Nishna Valley Family YMCA for a welcome home reception. The 27-year-old Beyer participated in track and field at the Special Olympics USA Games in Seattle last July, earning a gold medal and qualifying for the World Games. Brandon won a bronze medal in the shot put earlier this week at the World Games, and he'll be competing in the 100-meter dash, which is going on today, and the 4x100-meter relay, which is also yet this week. That'll be tomorrow. Now, all are welcome and encouraged to turn out on Saturday morning to show support for Brandon on his accomplishments. The Iowa Tennis Coaches Association has released their preseason boys rankings for this 2019 season. Wallert Catholic is the number one ranked team in Class 1A, with Maharishi at number two, Cedar Rapids Xavier is third, Pella fourth, and Ballard and Boone are tied for fifth. Kemper Catholic is ranked seventh, with Waterloo Columbus eighth, Denison is ninth, and Atlantic checks in at number 10. Three Hawkeye 10 conference teams in the top 10 in the early 1A rankings. Also, others that were receiving votes included Glenwood and Red Oak in the early season polling. Well, Baylor, Notre Dame, Mississippi State, and Louisville are the top seeds in the women's NCAA tournament. We found that out early yesterday. The bracket was mistakenly put out early on ESPNU several hours before the network had its selection show on Monday night. In 2016, the men's bracket was leaked online during the selection show. The number one Lady Bears are the top team in the Greensboro Regional, while defending champion Notre Dame is the first choice in Chicago. Mississippi State is the number one team in the Portland Regional, where Oregon is the second seed. Louisville is the top choice in the Albany Regional, where potentially number two UConn waits. It's the first time since 2006 that the Huskies aren't a number one seed. Tennessee sneaked into the field as an 11th seed. The Lady Vols have been in every NCAA tournament field since the first one in 1982. ESPN, by the way, did apologize for its error, and they aired an early selection show to release those brackets. They accidentally put them out about 3 hours early yesterday. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye women were selected as the number two seed in the Greensboro region for the upcoming NCAA tournament, and the Hawkeyes will host 15th-seeded Mercer Friday at 1 o'clock Central Time on ESPN2. Iowa is the Big Ten's automatic qualifier into the NCAA tournament after the Hawkeyes won their first Big Ten tournament title since 2001. Iowa is the number two seed in the Greensboro region, and they'll play host to first and second round games on campus at Carver Hawkeye Arena for the fourth time in 7 years. The Hawkeyes will take on 15th-seeded Mercer Friday afternoon, with the winner of that game moving on to face either number 7-seed Missouri or 10th-seeded Drake on Sunday. Drake also in the field. Iowa's making its 26th NCAA tournament appearance and second in as many seasons. The Hawkeyes, who have a 21-25 record in NCAA tournament play, including a 13-7 record at home, are one of eight current Big Ten schools who have advanced to the NCAA Women's Final Four during their program's history. The Hawkeyes did that in 1993. The Iowa State women's basketball team has been selected to play in its 18th NCAA tournament and 11th appearance in the last 13 years. The third-seeded Cyclones will face 14th-seeded New Mexico State in the first round on Saturday in Ames. As one of the top 16 teams selected in the field, Iowa State earned the right to host the first and second rounds of the NCAA tournament, the Cyclones' first time under the new selection format, allowing the top 16 the right to host. The Cyclones game against New Mexico State will tip off at about 5 o'clock Central Time on ESPN2 Saturday. The winning team will advance to play the winner of the other game, number 6 DePaul and number 11 seed Missouri State, on Monday, March 20th. Iowa State is one of just 15 teams nationally to earn NCAA tournament berths, 11 of the last 13 years. All 17 of the Cyclones tournament bids have come under the direction of Bill Fennelly. Iowa State's selection as a number 3 seed is the highest for the Cyclones since earning a 3 seed in 2002. New Mexico State was the regular season and tournament champion of the WAC this season. The Aggies are led by a guard tandem of two-time WAC Player of the Year, Brooke Salas, and fellow first-team All-WAC member Gia Pack. Salas is averaging a double-double, tallying 19 points and 11 boards a game, while Pack is scoring 17 a game and dishing out 3.5 assists per contest. Well, Duke is back on top, followed by Virginia and North Carolina to give the ACC a 1-2-3 showing in the final men's AP Top 25 poll of the season. The Blue Devils jumped from 5th to 1st Monday after winning last week's league tournament with the return of freshman star Zion Williamson from a knee injury. That made Duke the number one overall seed for the NCAA tournament. The Cavaliers and the Tar Heels stayed in their positions in what's believed to be the first time a conference has claimed the top three spots in the final AP poll. Gonzaga fell from 1st to 4th, while Michigan State climbed to 5th. Utah State was 25th. That's its first AP poll appearance since the final poll in 2011. Iowa State is in the final poll at number 24. Cyclones are 23-11 on the season. In baseball news, Gio Gonzalez and the New York Yankees agreed to a minor league contract on Monday. If added to the 40-man roster, the 33-year-old lefty would get a $3 million salary while in the major leagues and the chance to earn performance bonuses. New York had been seeking more pitching following a shoulder injury to ace Luis Severino, who will not be available until May at the earliest. In addition, CC Sabathia is likely to miss the first week or two as he recovers from an offseason that included knee surgery and the insertion of a stent after a blockage was found in an artery from his heart. Jacoby Ellsbury says he expects to play again, but it's not clear when that might happen. The 35-year-old New York Yankees center fielder reported more than a month late to spring training after a rehab program in Arizona for hip surgery. Ellsbury is guaranteed more than $21 million annually through 2020 as part of a $153 million seven-year contract. Atlanta Braves right-hander Julio Teheran is set to make his sixth straight start on opening day. The Braves say Teheran will face the Phillies on March 28th in Philadelphia. Teheran's run ties Hall of Famer Warren Spahn for the longest in Braves franchise history during the modern era. Jung Ho Gung and Eric Gonzalez have won starting jobs with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Gung beat out Colin Moran at third base, and Eric Gonzalez has won the shortstop competition over Kevin Newman. Gung missed the entire 2017 season and the beginning of the 2018 season because he was unable to secure a work visa to travel from his native South Korea after a third DUI arrest. Union head Tony Clark is applauding the Toronto Blue Jays' decision to give minor league players a 50% raise, and he hopes other clubs will do the same. Many players have made as little as $1,100 a month in recent seasons and don't get paid during spring training or the offseason. Those who don't receive lucrative signing bonuses often struggle to afford meals, rent, and basic equipment like cleats and bats. Toronto is the first club to announce such a raise. In football news, the Green Bay Packers have re-signed veteran tight end Mercedes Lewis. A 13-year veteran, Lewis played in all 16 games for the team last season, but only had 3 receptions for 39 yards. The Minnesota Vikings have re-signed running back Amir Abdullah to a 1-year contract, solidifying a complement to Dalvin Cook after the departure of Latavius Murray through free agency. Abdullah played in 7 games for the Vikings last season, almost exclusively as a kickoff returner, after being picked up off of waivers from the Detroit Lions. He has 1,251 rushing yards and 430 receiving yards in 4 NFL seasons. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Rush CPA & Associates at 222 Chestnut Street, suite number 102 at the Whitney Manor in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.